in the background. Let me tell you what we heard in that set. We heard from The Sights off their CD, Most of What Is True, and the Rocket 455's doing Johnny Lawless. They are going to be playing a show at Friday night at the New Dodge. Right now in the background playing is David Gerald. He's going to be playing Friday night at the Eclipse Lounge down in Greektown. But there's several other things happening this weekend, but we're about to go live with House Phone, so let me just try to squeeze them in while we have the music in the background. First Stop Fridays in Ferndale Public Library is again this Friday night. This Friday night, it starts about 6:30 and goes till 8:30. And this weekend, this Friday night, they've got Passalacqua and Ferndale Acid Scene. The Twistin' Tarantulas are playing Friday night at O'Mara's Pub. That's on Berkeley on 12 Mile. Over at PJ's Lager House on Friday night, they've got an interesting show, a band from Nashville called Natural Child, and then a funky band from Detroit I haven't seen, I'm going to try to catch, is Cannonball Underground. Again, that's happening Friday night at PJ's Lager House. Over at the Magic Bag Friday night, they've got a double CD release party with Auto Vector and Half Light Music. The Knives, the Dutons, the Therapist, and Break Anchor are going to be playing at the New Way in Ferndale on Saturday night. I already told you about the Juliets, Lightning Love, Bear Lake, and House Phone. Again, they're going to be here live in just a matter of minutes on WHFR Dearborn. But they're playing a show at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti on Saturday night. Saturday night also at the Harbor House down on Clinton Street in Detroit, Planet Dino Net is going to be playing. And Saturday night at the Old Miami, they've got Pratt and the Rose Cult, Macrame Tiger, Our Mighty Tiger, and Honey Locust. And there's a benefit happening Saturday night at PJ's Lager House. It's called Pet Sounds 2, and they've got a Chicago blues rock band called Green Sugar playing. Couple of things happening Sunday. Here we've got it. Yes, on Sunday, Sting is going to be at the Fox Theater. That's not local, but also Jim McCarty is going to be playing out at Callahan's along with Coco Montoya. This weekend, they continue the Ferndale Film Festival. If you want more information on the third annual Ferndale Film Festival, go to Ferndale Festival. FerndaleFestival.org. The Afternoon Rounds and Mr. Lewis and the Funeral Five will be at Woodruff's up in Ypsilanti on Wednesday. And we've got an art show at the MOCAD called The Lost Landscapes of Detroit, featuring film clips and newsreels. And this is a show that is designed to interact with the audience. They're encouraging you to shout out questions and comments about the images that appear on the screen. Again, that's happening at MOCAD this Friday and Saturday night. I think we pretty much run through quite a bit about what's happening this weekend. Doug Podell is having a birthday bash at Mario's out in Troy, and Gary Quackenbush from the band SRC will be playing. And at PJ's on tonight, Chapstick is playing along with two bands from Oregon. Danava from Portland, Oregon, and The Thrones. Let's listen to something brand new from Auto Vector right now while we wait for House Phone to get the final clearance on the sound check. This is something from Auto Vector called Charlie's Mix. You can check them out at their CD release party at the Magic Bag Friday night. And stay tuned because we've got House Phone in just a matter of minutes live here in the studio. Just what to say. We're going to bring down Auto Vector because we are ready to go live. Mr. White, are you about ready?
We are ready to go here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And we're just going to take Auto Vector down because we have a house phone here in the studio. Hey, guys, are you there?
No.
Oh,
no.
They cannot hear you.
They cannot hear you.
You cannot hear me?
But we can hear them.
I can't hear them.
No, we can't hear them.
Are you out there? Oh, this is live, folks, so
yeah,
we're going to keep trying.
Yeah, we just changed the studio board. So
with this brand new board, we may have something not set correctly. So let's bring back Auto Vector while we figure it out. Okay, now they say we're here. So are you out there? Are you there?
Turn it up.
I don't know.
Kuchibara.
I hear a lot of.
Okay. In fact, house phone, are you there? Are you in the house?
Isn't it that blood song?
Can you hear us?
Like
no,
rodent?
Nope.
They're not talking to us.
Okay, let's go for the first song. Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
We're just gonna go live.
Had a killer.
and we have House Phone here on the Live Drive at 5 Studios. In fact, would you like to come in and introduce your band?
Yeah, yeah. We got Taylor Pearson on keys.
What's up, everybody?
Matt Calloway on the guitar. We got Jeff Cooney on the bass. And we got Steven Baghold on the drums.
Well, hello there.
We're trying to rig something up right here. We just got a new board. Things aren't working exactly the way everything's supposed to, so we're making it do. And in fact,
oh dear, Ellen's getting into the computer.
You guys tell us where the name House Phone comes from.
It's pretty much just kind of representational of our whole idea, the throwback theme. We just kind of like things the way they used to be, you know. We're not very forward-thinking people, but...
so, we're nostalgic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've got a big show coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We're playing a big show at Woodruff's, which is in Ypsilanti. We're playing with some of our favorite bands. Every band's really cool. We got Bear Lake. We got Lightning Love. We got the Juliets, who are releasing their LP. On that night, so it's very exciting. We're gonna start out the night around 10 o'clock or so, I think.
Actually, we're going to 9.
Yeah.
9 o'clock. Yeah. So if you show up at 10, you'll miss us.
But doors open at 8.
Yeah. So that's going down at Woodruff's.
This Saturday.
What's your favorite food, James?
Pizza. I like pizza a lot.
So you're a Ninja Turtle then, huh?
Yeah. I grew up in the 90s.
All right.
So, yeah. Got a few minor technical difficulties, but that's all right.
Yeah, we're working it through here, weekend. Okay, in fact, we'll just keep going. In fact, could you tell me, for songwriting for your band, House Phone, where does all the songwriting come from in this band?
Usually how we do it is I come up with like a rough demo of kind of what I'm thinking, you know, with an arrangement and words and melody and stuff, and the rest of the band kind of helps me out figuring out which my ideas suck and which ones we should drop and which ones we should make better, and yeah, so it kind of comes together collectively like that.
Okay, Epic, where did House Phone start up?
We had a mutual friend, Ben Sturley. He kind of recruited these guys. I was dissolving an old band at the time, and had a lot of demos for songs that wouldn't really necessarily work in that band, and kind of showed these guys those demos, and they kind of went with it. So yeah, it was pretty organic like that. Aside from the whole music school recruitment of Ben Sturley.
We lost a lot of body weight in sweat in the attic of the Hamtramck house.
Yeah, small attic in Hamtramck.
That was rough.
It looks like we might be ready to go again. Would you like to have another song?
Yeah.
And what was that first one?
That first song is called Crayons, and that's a song that we're going to have a recording of coming out here next month on our new EP entitled Gift Catalog. So yeah, that's one of the tracks off of that. But next we're going to do a song called Me and My Machine, which is a track that was off our last EP, the Field Trip EP. And you may have seen a music video that we put out for that. Yeah?
Whenever you're ready.
Cool.
Machine never get no sleep, and we know about you and your machine. Yeah, use my machine and it tries to use me. Yeah. So why are you lonely?
My machine.
So why are you lonely?
Me and my machine.
trying to sit in front of screens because I want to be seen. Me and my machine can't agree on anything. I tell it what I want, it never flinches when I scream.
Hey, can you hear us out there now, guys?
We sure can.
Whoa, we're good. Here, well, we got to thank Alan Cantino, our marvelous sound engineer here, to make sure everything works and everything is taken care of, and that you guys sound so good today.
Thank you, man.
Hey.
We're feeling great today.
Oh, you should be. In fact, like I said, you've got a big show. This is it Friday or Saturday?
It's actually Saturday, November 5th.
Ah.
Yeah.
And where's it at?
It's at Woodruff's. I'm not sure the address is google.com, search Woodruff's.
I think it's 36 Cross Street up in Ypsilanti.
Yeah, there it is.
It's a great bar, good place to see music, and it's a great lineup.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be fun.
Oh, and hey, that's what you call a crash cymbal.
Cool. So should we keep rolling through here, do some more tunes for you?
Yes, I hope you will.
Awesome. We're gonna do this next song. It's called Field Trip, off our last EP.
They called me old school. You mean I was so cool, but I guess it's been a while. Kicking off my night, stitched up in the south seas. Sit up on this porch tonight. I'm like, ooh, I'm on my head. hit my stride and I'm going.
My, you guys are doing mighty fine out there. I like that you've got a nice sense of dynamics in the whole band where you don't have to overpower everything.
Yeah. We're very underwhelming.
And we like that in the band. Hey, it's good to have once in a while. But you guys have really taken off in the short time you've been around.
Yeah. We're making a lot of money now.
Well, that's a good thing. In fact, first time I think I saw you was at Daily in the Alley this year.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of a weird show for us. We had some sound issues on that show as well.
Oh, well. it was so early in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
But
it was a good crowd, though. It was a really fun time.
Oh, we were there. Hey, it was good.
Yeah.
But you've also had a few other real, what can you say, major accomplishments. You were the winner in the Battle of the Bands for the Metro Times.
Yeah, that was really shocking. We got one of those giant checks. It was awesome. I always dreamed of getting a giant check. You know?
How do you catch that thing?
It's a giant bank, right?
Well, that's all there is left anymore. So, yeah.
Right. Occupy house phone.
Yeah, but that was kind of a surprise when I saw that. But hey, it's posted on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
In fact, what is your Facebook page?
You know, our Facebook page is facebook.com/housephone.
Whoa. And in fact, is there you have any other websites people should go to?
Oh, we do have a Bandcamp where we post all our stuff, and you can download it off there. That's where our new record will be next month when it comes out. It'll be on our Bandcamp, which is housephone.bandcamp.com.
So, do you have an EP out now, or do you have anything?
Yeah, we do. We have an EP called Field Trip, which has 5 songs on it, and we also have some 7-inch singles off with the song Field Trip and the song Me and My Machine on the B-side.
All right, and in fact, one of the guys told me that you used the money you won in the Metro Times Battle of the Bands to do that CD, that single.
Yeah.
Oh, are you there?
I'm back.
Oh,
whoa!
Sorry.
So we did that.
Why the retaliation of electronics here with House Phone? We having all these issues.
I hope they don't win.
It's not issues with them. It's issues for them hearing us.
It's a brand new system, and it's not, we're trying to patch it together here.
That's cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we get some more music and not worry about those electronics?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good segue, because this next song is called Feeling Great.
Whoa!
Yeah. great sound.
It did feel great. Hey.
It's all about the
so
feel.
Positive, man.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Hey. In fact, yeah, we want to tell our audience that any problems you may detect is not the problems of the band. They sound great. We're having a few problems with a few technical difficulties here, but we're overcoming them as we go and making the best of this whole show.
That was slick.
But it's all about the house phone right here in the studio today. In fact, what else we got? Yeah, what else can you tell us about house phone? In fact, you were open for a really big band a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, big 90s band. Big 90s band, Collective Soul. We opened for them, when was that, a couple weeks ago?
The 20th,
yeah, over at Motor City Soundboard inside the Motor City Casino. It was cool. You know, I was saying that I wish I could have traveled back in time and told my, you know, 7-year-old self or whatever that I'd be opening for Collective Soul.
Well, you never know what's going to happen in life, and it's always a good thing when you do. In fact, it's a pretty big room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really big room, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was cool because it was packed. You know, it's nice to play to a lot of receptive people. You know, it's good sound in there and stuff, and just it was a good time. Good night.
Well, that's cool. Wait, in fact, why don't you play to a receptive audience right here in the studio?
All right.
And get up another song.
Cool. This next song is called Monarch Heart.
Drop the trap door. I see the ever after. A more beautiful disaster than in the pages of magazines. But things don't need to break like the way they seem. Am I cocoon?
House phone right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. In fact, you got a big show at Woodruff's this weekend. Do you have any other upcoming shows?
We have some in the works. Nothing to announce just yet, but stay tuned at our Facebook page, and you'll be in the know of all things House Phone.
All right, you got to be in the know for the show. So hit them up and see where they're at. In fact, why don't we just keep the music going? We took a little time in the early, so let's get the music and give you the full effect of this show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, one thing I've got to ask you guys, you really sound different than any other local band. I don't know what it is about it, but what are your influences for the music you play?
Motown.
Yeah, Motown, of course.
Motown,
folk
jazz, Beatles.
You know, I like trying to incorporate elements of, like, you know, more electronic and hip-hop type music into, like, a real... you know, with real instrumentation, and I think a lot of my ideas personally, I don't know about the rest of the guys, like, come from trying to emulate the sounds they have on, like, you know, big hip-hop productions and pop productions, and kind of do that as a more organic, real life, in the room at the same time thing.
All right, and I know your guitar player, what's his name?
Matt.
Oh, Matt, yeah, I don't want to forget about Matt. He's got to look at my list here. But I know he was playing some jazz licks when we were warming up. And Taylor, what kind of influences do you have?
Definitely jazz. We, a lot of us, three of us are in the jazz program at Wayne State right now, so it's kind of an unavoidable part of our musical vocabulary.
Well, in fact, it's a good thing because really, if you like you say, your influencers are Motown. All the studio musicians at Motown were jazz musicians.
Exactly. But you know, other stuff too. Like, I'm personally a huge fan of Radiohead, and you know, who, I guess there's some people that probably wouldn't be, but I feel like they're generally appreciated.
Okay, well, tell you what, let's take all those influences and get some more music on the air.
Sounds like a plan.
This next one is it's called Cavendish Bananas. It's actually one of the first songs we ever jammed on and figured out.
The first song.
Is it the first song?
I think so, yeah.
Oh wow, cool. Before we get started, can I just get a little more of my vocal in the headphone?
Alan, could you take more?
There isn't any money.
Oh, you can't put up any more. I'm sorry. We'll try and have that fixed for the next band.
Okay, cool.
You gotta turn up your input on there. That's the only thing that can go up.
Interesting. Steve, you want to start this one out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Margaret says it's a very interesting sound you guys have. It's
about to get way more interesting here in a second.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
In fact, what more can we say? Why don't you just take it away then?
Cool.
as you said, it did get a little more interesting there. But we, yeah, hey, music is supposed to be.
I think so.
Okay, in fact, why don't you remind people where they can come out and see you live this weekend?
This weekend, Saturday particularly, we're at Woodruff's, which is in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yeah, we're going to be playing around 9 o'clock. There's three other great bands, Bear Lake, Lightning Love, the Juliets, who are releasing their LP on that evening. And, yeah, it's just going to be a great time. So come out and come out early.
Okay, and you've got a 7-inch single available?
We have a 7-inch available. You can come find us somewhere, and we'll hook you up with one.
Okay, and is there someplace they can pick it up online?
Not currently. It's kind of a hand-to-hand thing at the moment.
All right, they've got to come out and find you.
Yeah.
All right, well, they've got a big chance this weekend, and if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of Housephone?
Well, the best thing you could possibly do is to go to facebook.com/housephone and click the little like button if you don't already like us so that we can all be friends together. And then you can message us on there or post some cool message on our wall or something, and that's the best way to do it.
All right. In fact, tell you what, we've got about, we got about 7 minutes left. What do you think you can do with 7 minutes?
Well, we actually have a song.
Made you laugh.
Yeah, we're going to do this song called 1,000 Years to finish up the set.
All right, take it away.
Underneath me, we'll be right back.
Thanks a lot.
Very nice.
Really, we had a great time.
Oh, well, good. You're supposed
really.
To.
Really, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, yeah, but we always like to get the best bands in town, and it's always really good to have you guys in. In fact, we've got about, really, we got about 4 minutes left. Have you guys got anything else you can do?
That little drum thing in the
keyboard. All right. You want to do Makes It Butter?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Do the trumpet thing, too.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, this is about to rule.
This is House Phone. Let's go.
Some people say this life's a piece of cake, and I guess that's true in a way. It gets a little harder by the day, but when I like that, I don't, it makes it better. And you say, hey, you know me, there's a long life ahead. And I said, listen, dude, it's been a long whole life since noon.
Phone here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, we're having Jesse and the Gnome. November 17th, we've got Loren, and December 1st, Desolation Angels. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Suspense. Autolite. and its 96,000 dealers present radio's famous couple, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, in Mr. Diogenes, a suspense play produced and edited by William Spear.
Well, here's a letter from Hap.